For these journalists, working in Uganda is frustrating and sometimes dangerous. In March, the independent online TV station was raided by security officials. Journalists were arrested for what the government called cyber stalking and offensive communication. Some say they were tortured before being released on bail.
Anything in regards to broadcast was taken. Anything in regards to office equipment, from computers to even mere paperwork, even receipts, mere receipts, receipts for fuel. I mean, everything was taken. That's why literally we closed, because as we move around, we find, in fact, I'm sure you saw our team, as idle as it seems at our reception, we do not do anything.
Rights groups accuse President Yoweri Museveni's government of silencing critics. Museveni has been in power since 1986. The opposition say he has become increasingly authoritarian, cracking down on voices of dissent and harassing independent media outlets.
That it causes the attacks on journalists is, I think, sheer failure to appreciate the critical role that the media plays in a democracy, where the security and governments tend to think that once a journalist or media house carries a story that is not in their favor, they are fighting them and against them. They do not appreciate the critical importance of holding leaders to account exposing gross misuse of office and power.
Uganda's government says it is not trying to muzzle the press, but journalists can't be allowed to publish false news, commit libel, and fuel incitement.
They are not going to ignore a media house or journalists just because they are. So you are talking about incidences of crime and the security forces going in there, but it's not targeting the journalists.
But some journalists in Uganda feel the state is targeting them, and they say more needs to be done to respect people's rights to freedom of speech and expression. Haruma Tasa, Al Jazeera.